Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
By the way, I'm not a big fan of this whole streaming NFL thing with Amazon. I'm going to tell you right now, because now I got the baseball game tonight you got to watch. That's on Apple, so I got to get that app. And then I got the streaming stuff. I like my broadcast networks. I'm old school. You are new school and old school. Shady played in the league for 12 years, 2 Super Bowls, 6-time Pro Bowler, going to get Hall of Fame votes. He is now on Speak every day. We love that. So you're from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
You went to high school in Pittsburgh. All your friends are in Pittsburgh. You went to college at Pittsburgh, and your Steelers can't win games. So are your friends – what do you make of what they're doing? Here's my thing. I watch the receivers.
Okay.
Chase Claypool's good. The tight end's
good. Yes, he is good.
Pickens sick.
Pickens
is sick.
Deontay
Johnson can play. Here, you know, I see some body language. They're getting tired of this act. They don't throw the ball down the field, do they?
They don't. They don't. I think it's just the quarterback. So, for example, when I Am Athlete, it's like a podcast we're on.
Yeah,
and we interviewed Mike Tomlin, right? We went up to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was great. I saw that. It was great.
For camp. And we're watching the players, and Pickett jumps out, like run blocking, catching passes. You know, he's a heck of a player. He'll be future. He'll be super good. But the thing is like everybody was so excited when Trubisky got to Pittsburgh. I'm like, wait, am I missing something? This is the same guy that was in Chicago. Was regular. What's the difference? It's time to put Kenny Pickett out there. I know I'm with the Pitt, right? I know I'm a little biased, but it's time. I mean, if you're playing conservative like a rookie, why not play the rookie?
With a better arm.
With a better arm, and it's more athletic, in my opinion.
He is.
He doesn't throw the ball deep. He all the check downs, and he's nervous. He's scared out there. I mean,
yeah.
So scared to make a mistake.
Right.
You can't win games like that.
No, I mean, they're just not throwing the ball. They've had 6 completions, 20-plus yards down the field. By the way, in 1974 and 84, you could win a lot of games in this league.
Yeah.
You really could. If you played good defense, ran the ball, good coach. I grew up with Chuck Knox. You don't remember him. Marty Schottenheimer. You could win a lot of games being tough and physical and not throwing the ball downfield a ton. Those days are over.
Yeah.
They're over. What do you make of this? So I said this. Quarterbacks now, Kyler Murray's tiny. Josh Allen's huge.
Right.
Tom Brady's old. Aaron is almost artistic. Lamar's fast. And I look at Jalen Hurts and I said, we've just got to stop worrying about what it looks like.
Right.
I got big, small, short, fast guys. Yep. Are you productive? And I watch Jalen Hurts, and all I know is he's improving fast, and he gets first downs.
Yeah.
I don't care what it – I mean, it ain't pretty all the time with him.
Right. That's football, right? So I love Jalen Hurts. I think as time goes on, he'll get better and better and better. The best thing that Howie did, I think, in the Eagles, bring it in help. So they got some help for the defense, right? And then on offense, where a guy like A.J. Brown, he played with Tannehill. So
he's a star.
Every ball wasn't great. He had to go up there and catch some balls high, get some balls low. And you get a young guy like Jalen Hurts, who he's developing to that passer like we want.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown is a beast for him. So I love what they're doing, man. Even the way that they're game planning. I hate when teams, they draft a quarterback or player, and they try to make him fit to their scheme, right? Where, okay, let's fit into the player scheme. Andy Reid's the best at this. When I was there in Kansas City, he spoke about how he's always a West Coast offense. We know that. But Patrick Holmes, he said, I went back to what he did great at Texas Tech. Let me put that, mix it with my flavor, right? And then we'll develop our own little pie. So that's what needs to happen with a lot of these teams, and that's what they're doing in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts.
So coaching obviously matters. Quarterbacks matter more. I always feel like coaching matters. Coaching wins games in high school and college.
Right.
Nick Saban's more valuable than even a Tua. He's going to win with 10 quarterbacks.
Sure.
You get to the NFL, the athletes are better, the margins are tighter, the quarterback becomes more valuable. Brady's more valuable than Belichick. We all know that.
I'm happy you said that.
Yeah.
Because nobody thinks that. They think it's like a tie or something like –
No,
it's a way difference from Brady to Belichick, but I'm happy you said that. Sorry.
Well, the NFL is coaching matters. You can't win with a terrible coach, but a great quarterback with a solid coach can win a bunch of games.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I kind of look at Tua, who I'm not a huge fan of,
right.
But I could make the argument. I've always defended Garoppolo.
Okay.
Because in Kyle Shanahan's offense, you like basketball?
I love basketball.
Okay, so do I. So Chris Paul's always been criticized because Chris isn't vertical.
Okay.
Chris doesn't drop 38.
Right.
But what Chris does, it's old school. I'm going to get the ball to my scores.
That's right.
I can give you about 24 once a week.
Yeah.
So if you look at Tua and Garoppolo, we always say, can't throw the ball deep, don't run down.
Right.
In that offense, just be Chris Paul. Get it to Kittle. Get it to Tyreek in a bubble. Get it to Jalen Waddle. Get it to Brandon Ayuk, Debo. It's really those offenses. I don't want my quarterback to be Lamar Jackson. I don't want him to be – I mean, seriously.
Right.
I kind of like the Chris Paul model point guard. Get the ball. It's San Francisco, Miami now running the same offense.
Right, right. And I love that. I love that point you made because, like, first of all, it's so much pressure with the quarterback. People don't understand. Like, Tom Brady is the greatest, but it's a lot of pressure. That's on him. Not on us, on him. Well, now with a guy like Tua, you bring me all these weapons with Waddle and Tyreek Hill, right? It takes the pressure off him. So now every pass doesn't have to be perfect. I don't have to be super accurate, right? Just get the ball there. If you watch that game against the Ravens, man, they were throwing like a lot of screens. Getting the ball out. Small things. A five-yard pass can wind up being 15, 20 yards. A defense has to account for that. So I love what you talked about, man. It's like making it to be a team instead of putting all the pressure on the quarterback because – already enough. I mean, the quarterback has the hardest job on the team.
You know, I like Russell Wilson, but a lot of people think he's cringy and kind of corny and whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's on the, a lot of guys just kind of
where I'm from, they call it hating. They hating on Russ. I mean, like, he's a good guy. I feel like they don't like the good guy, right? I would let my daughter date a guy like that. I think he's a winner, right? He's a winner, and he may come off awkward.
That's a good word.
Yeah, he comes off awkward.
He's got a different look every year.
Yeah, man, and some of his motivational kind of speeches and words may be different, but I like Russ. You know, I like Russ a lot.
So, but the first couple weeks, this coach, situational, burning timeouts. So let me ask you this. Shady, in your career, so you played, you had a lot of good coaches,
right.
Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Bucks. And it may not have been a head coach.
Okay.
It may have been a position coach.
Right.
Or in a coordinator. We all know there's bad coaches in this league too.
Yes, it is. A lot of them.
How long does it take? You don't even have to name the name.
Okay.
When you knew, man, that guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's a college coach. He's not a pro coach.
You said it.
Because my takeaway.
I know where he's going. He's right about that.
No, because I look at Nathaniel Hackett. We have one more tire fire. Yeah. You're three games in. Guys in that locker room are like, he's a coordinator. He's not a head coach. So go back to your career. When do you spot the fake?
So first of all, like even with his mess ups and mistakes, like you have a coach for that. Andy Reid is the best, but he has a guy just for the clock management. Hey, coach, you're coming up on, you know, halftime. You know, you need another 10 yards to get in field goal range. Maybe call timeout at this marker. Like, you have them type of coaches. So it blows my mind for him to be so bad. So if I had to, I guess, go back in my career, there's one coach that most people probably know about. I realized he was more of a college guy just by how he handled the personalities of the locker room.
Sure.
Right? I mean, some guys like hip-hop, some guys like rock and roll, whatever it is, right? But that's like the individual type of things.
Yeah.
But the football part, that's what matters. Doesn't matter how you dress. Doesn't matter, you know, the small things. It's all about building a team. And when he came between that, right, and came into the locker room and was trying to dictate how the locker room should go.
Yeah, that's not.
That's when everything, because now you got older guys, like, hold up, the younger guys, like, and then once you lose the locker room as a coach, it's over with.
Yeah. You ever in a locker room that went sideways?
Philadelphia. Chip Kelly, right?
A little college guy.
College guy.
But great college guy, and it went sideways. How long?
Our best player at the time was Jason Peters.
Yeah.
Right? And there was times where, hey, he like may try to push him to practice. I'm thinking, like, hold up, coach. Now, he's a little older than me. That's my tackle. We need him.
He's all
we
favor.
Need him rested. Right. DeMarcus Ware at the time was DeMarcus Ware. And, you know, Jason didn't really love chip blocks. He liked to take his guys on by himself. I'm like, look, coach, I was that type of guy. Hey, listen, coach, I speak for the team. Some of these guys, they need some rest.
Sure.
Let him take a break.
McVay's like that. Whitworth,
yeah.
Just show up on Wednesday. Get it down and see you Sunday.
Because guys like 20 years old in college, or what, 20, 18?
Yeah.
They can go all day. But these guys, 38, 37, like, we need them.
Now, Brady's obviously going to retire here pretty quick. And he took 11 days off for the family. He takes mostly Wednesdays or Thursdays off to be with the family. And he said the other day, he said, you know, I'm sore now. He's like, you don't bounce back. When did you know physically, forget emotionally, do you remember getting popped, hit, and you said, well, this is going to be the last year?
Yeah, I want to say around like year 10. I'm like, man, like, you know, like some of the hits hurt a little more. Not hurt, but more like sore. I was a lot sore than normal.
On Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, so more like year 9, I started getting like breaks. So I probably won't practice on Wednesdays or Thursdays. But I needed it because I would be so sore. So now when I see Brady, which he's been doing that already, though. I think when I was there, he was doing it. Yeah, because guys need their breaks, right, to be fully to go on Sunday. So, but yeah, around like year 9, I start really feeling it. Year 8.
Okay, so if we all kind of think Buffalo, Kansas City are the best teams in the league. Most people do.
Yep.
But here's the argument becomes.
Eagles.
And I don't. All right, so if I said 3, you think Philly.
Yes.
Now, McIntyre was ahead of everybody. He said a month before the season, he goes, look at their schedule, look at the division, and look at their improvements. Okay. He's like, they're going to be a number one seed in the NFC. So you think they're the...
I think so. Like, you talk about the schedule, right? And also, in sports, it's all about, like, the timing. So right now, I think the Eagles are playing well. Not great, but playing well. And just imagine, right, a lot of new faces. Bradberry comes there, right? He's a new corner, heck of a player. You got Jordan Davis, lineman, heck of a player. A.J. Brown. These are all guys that's new. So imagine in, what, week 8, week 9? When I know what type of plays are coming out, I know what type of ball Jalen throws on a deep ball, on a corner, on a slant. Like, you gel as a team. And with the Bucs, we had a situation where before the bye week, when we won the championship, it was up and down a little bit, right?
Oh, I remember that. Right. I remember that.
After the bye week, autumn games, guys are getting healthy, and they're gelling. They know what type of balls Brady likes. The coordinators.
You remember that bye week? You remember it?
I remember that. When we came back in, check it out. When we came back, the plays were a little different. Plays that Brady Ben wanted to get in there, and then some of Coach Leftwich and BA, plays they liked, they put it together. You see what I'm saying? So now we're all gelling plays that he wants, they want, and now that's what a team is. So I look forward to seeing the Eagles get better and better and better with the experience and the timing.
You know, it is funny. You were on that team. is that, you know, Arians has been in the league forever. Byron.
Great coach. Great coaches.
Yeah. And then you had Bowles been in the league and Brady been in the league. And the NFL is such a treadmill that when you're on the treadmill, it's hard to make sweeping changes.
It is.
And then all of a sudden you get like six straight days with no game.
Right.
And you had it.
Right. And it's funny because like as the core guys, like the older guys, the offensive weapons, we're all friends. That's like one of the best teams I've been on. Like everybody's
in Tampa?
Oh, in Tampa. Mike Evans had that fight, but he's one of the best teammates I've ever been with.
Who's that?
Mike Evans.
Really?
Oh, great teammate. So
what makes a great teammate?
Just he cares. Like, you know, for example, if the ones are out and maybe a backup is in there, he's tired, Mike will go in there and do a route for him. You know, Christmas time, he's buying all the and we all got money, right?
Yeah.
He's buying everybody gifts, practice players, starters. Like, we really care. Everybody, like, no egos. Everybody got along. So that was just like a great time, you know. But what I was saying, what's the question you asked me?
I don't know. Question? I interrupted you. That was my bad. You were on a really good point, and I just jumped in there and screwed it up.
That's TV. That's how it works.
Hey, we're a couple artists here out here performing. You spill paint.
Oh, I get it. We were talking about the gelling, right?
Yeah.
So Tom's the type of guy, like, super humble, too humble at times. And as the players, we're like, hey, man, back in my day, when I was the guy, hey, look, coach, hey, listen, man, hey, I love these plays right here. Let's put this in the playbook. Not asking, look, let's put this play in the playbook. A guy like with his resume, you think he could just say, you know, that's what I want. But he's so humble, like, well, no, they're the coaches, I'm the player. And as the guys in the locker room, we'd be like, man, you know, Tom, all these plays, we need to get these plays. And then after the bye week, that's when it happened, and everything worked out. And we won a championship, so I guess he was right.
You know, that's my problem. So I'm too humble with management. I really got to get it tougher. I just always give them what they want.
Can I
them push you around.
Can I demand what I want here on SS1? Like, hey, I want this, I want that.
So, Shady, are you saying basically there was a tug of war between Arians and Brady?
A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, that wasn't an issue. But, you know, some things like Brady probably don't want to throw the ball 50 times like Jameis was doing and just throwing here. He's come from an offense where we run it a little bit.
Efficient.
Right? Efficient.
Get it out fast.
Play action. Get it out fast. Like, that's how Brady plays.
Because the rumor was during that bye week you mentioned that they had they played golf or they hung out together and they hashed it out. Brady comes back and he gets what he wants.
Yeah. And not even that. Like, he deserves it. You want your main guy to be comfortable. So I think it was more just let's get an understanding. Because B.A. was very successful as an OC, as coach.
But he has a style, and Tom's got a style.
Left which is a great coach, but they have their styles, exactly. So let's mix the styles together and get what we want. That's the ultimate goal of a championship. That's what we did.
Good stuff. Well, he's on Speak. Not today, because Speak's off, because we have soccer games.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you got updates?
We do.
Herdline News with J-Mac. Here we go. Thanks, Shady. Great stuff.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Great guest. Got to get him back regularly.
I know. He's crushing good. On speak.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers briefly flirted with retirement in the offseason, ultimately decided to return to the Packers, set to take on Brady Sunday, the big game here on Fox. Aaron Rodgers playing into his mid-40s. Here's what he had to say about that.
What did he say? I want to hear what he said.
I won't be. I'll be doing something else. I have a lot of other interests outside the game. Game's been really, really good to me. I feel like I've given my all to the game. At some point, it'll be time to do something else. I strongly believe that'll be before 45. So he's saying he will not be playing the way Tom Brady is into his mid-40s. You think Rodgers, what, one or two more?
No, I mean, I think Aaron's been very transparent about that. He's got a lot of things he cares about and a lot he loves. He's got music.
Yeah.
He could be an actor. He could, all this.
Partnership with Joe Rogan, maybe?
Traveling. Aaron's his own guy. He's going to do his own thing. And I got no problem. Not everybody is as corporate as Tom. Aaron's his own guy doing his own thing. He'll be fine. He'll be a very happy guy. And let's be honest, Aaron's had a couple collarbone surgeries. He's got $150 million in the bank, a lot of real estate. He owns part of the Bucks. I don't think, if I was Aaron and I'm looking around and thinking, I get not everybody being Tom Brady. Like, I get, like, even my wife with Brady, she's like, he's a little odd. Like, he's a little obsessed by
little,
it.
Just a little.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Aaron and these young receivers develop over the course of a year, I would definitely come back for one more year. I mean, especially if you have young teammates, you like them, and the Packers, like, fix the offense a little. But I do respect that part of Aaron. Not everybody is obsessed. Peyton Manning, a little obsessed. Brady, a little obsessed. What do they call it? Quiet quitting? Where some workers go to work just because they want to have a life. And work's okay, but it's not the centerpiece of their life. As I've gotten older, I totally get it, and I totally respect that.
Okay. All right. Las Vegas Raiders, Colin, coming off tough overtime loss to the Cardinals, just choked that game away. Devontae Adams, 2 catches for 12 yards. Are you kidding me? Remember, in week one, he was tremendous, unguardable against the Chargers. But he's saying earlier this week that he's getting more comfortable in McDaniel's offense, and they want to get Devontae Adams the ball. There are so many things that goes into playing quarterback. Man, it's tough. Second play of the game, he's getting hit. Obviously, that's something that we all got to work on because that helps Derek to be able to do his job and be comfortable back there. That's the toughest position on the field to play, so I'm damn sure going to do the best of my ability to try to make it easy on him as possible. Everyone doing their job to make sure he stays clean and has a clear mind to be able to sit back and deliver. Raiders have some offensive line issues.
Well, it's the fourth best roster in the division. O-line issues, back-end issues. They've got stars. I mean, where they're good at, tight end, wide receiver, running back, edge rusher, they're really good. But there's a lot. It's a thin roster. There's too many whiffs on draft picks with McCarthy and John Gruden, Mike Mayock and Gruden. So they just had too many whiffs in the draft. If they hit on 4 or 5 of those picks, they don't have the secondary issues or the O-line issues. But They've got five or six players I absolutely love, and then some, maybe 6 to 7, and then it's a lot of question marks.
You look at their first two games, he was abominable against the Chargers, and then, you know, they lost the lead. A final story, Colin. Last Sunday, Herm Edwards was canned as Arizona State's head football coach. There was a report in The Athletic that some details are claiming that people within the Sun Devils athletic department were loose with team intel in hopes of getting a coaching change. I've never personally heard of anything like that, Colin. That's pretty dirty to do that to Herm Edwards. Arizona State just
Remember his first press conference? He didn't know they were called the Sun Devils.
He's a little awkward.
Yeah, I mean, he was always a pro coach. I think he took it. Ray Anderson was his friend, the AD. And I think, you know, some of the recruiting was really good, and they were competent. I mean, his Jaden Daniels, they won some games. But I never felt he was all in. I always felt he was like 70% in on the job. He didn't really know the NCAA bylaws. You know, they struggled getting an offensive coordinator that worked. I kind of felt like, not half-hearted it, but to win at college, you got to be like Lincoln Riley. You got to live it. You got to be Saban. You got to be Dabo. You got to be all in, Sark. It's got to be your life.
Feels like a young man's job, right? The recruiting, the glad handing.
He's just never felt to me completely committed. Like, he'd made his money. He had his pensions. He had a coaching pension, an NFL player pension. This was a good check. He had a friend, the AD, but it never felt quite right. Good stuff, J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Endless hot water, choose Navien, tanklessmadesimple.com, as we just told you. All right, Jason McIntyre comes on every week. It's the last segment on the show. Now he's part of the show. But for several years, he'd show up at the end, and he would give what he calls, as a former newspaper guy, tomorrow's headlines today. They're his NFL picks during the season. It's very exciting. He's 9-3 on the year. He is rolling. Tomorrow's headlines today. Week 3 is underway. Let's start NFC. Falcons and the Seahawks in the Northwest.
Yeah, I teased this earlier in the week. This is my biggest bet of the young season so far. You're on it as well. The headline will be, put a wing on it. Mariota wets his beak. I love Atlanta going to the Northwest to just hammer Seattle. Colin, I know people's first impressions last a lot in football, and their first impression of Seattle is, hey, they look great against Denver. They won. Colin, you know the second half they didn't score. And right. Against San Francisco, their offense did not score. So the last 13 drives, they have not had any points. They're inept. Geno Smith is not good. And Atlanta's frisky. You know, we had Sanchez on this week, and he did an Atlanta game, Atlanta Rams, and he's like, this Atlanta defense is kind of underrated. They did a good job against the Rams late. I think they suffocate Seattle and get the win in the Northwest.
Yeah, I said it was my favorite bet of the week. NFC North battle. Interesting. I think I know who you like. Headline, tomorrow's headlines today. Offensively competent Lions and the hurting Vikings.
This is a tough one. I know a lot of people are not going to like this.
I know. I stayed away from it.
I noticed you stayed away from it. The headline will be kicking it old school. Detroit gets detention. I like the Vikings. I think this is a bit of a buy low on Minnesota, if you will. They look bad on Monday Night Football, right? They got destroyed. Kirk Cousins is a bit of a clown. And, you know, this line went from 8 to 5.5, Colin. Really? That seems like a significant drop. Warren Sharp, who's now writing for Fox, had a great piece about how Kirk Cousins destroys man coverage. Guess who plays the most man coverage in the NFL? Detroit Lions. And they're blitzing now. So you're talking about leaving bad cornerbacks who got lit up by Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. You're leaving them ISO'd against Thielen and Justin Jefferson. I think Kirk Cousins and company have a big game, nice bounce back spot for Minnesota. Kirk Cousins off a loss, 18-9 against the spread.
Yeah, no,
give me Minnesota.
He may shrink in big games, but you know, your typical week, he's pretty good.
It's a 1 p.m. start. Yeah, he should be fine.
Yep. All right, back to the NFC. A reunion. Carson Wentz against his former team. What's the headline? Eagles and the Commanders.
Eagles, Commanders. Colin, this is a difficult one because, again, you are on one side here. You really like Washington. The headline will be Ginger Snapped. Eagles have Wentz seeing red. I'm going with the Eagles here. Listen, I looked at both games last year. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles had over 720 yards of offense against Washington. They can't stop the run. And now Hurts has a great receiver. I think the defense for Philadelphia, Shady McCoy talked about it, the addition of Bradbury opposite Darius Slay. They've got two good cornerbacks. I think they're going to shut down Wentz. I like the Washington offense. I just like Philadelphia a little more here. I think the Eagles are on some kind of mission here. I think they go to 3-0 with a win and cover in Washington.
It's a good rivalry, though. Wentz and his old team. All right, let's head to Chicago. Oh, boy. Let's talk some Bears trying to figure out who they are. Tomorrow's headlines today. Texans got a little fight in them and Chicago.
I had a bookmaker on my podcast today, and he's saying this is one of the lowest bet games of the week. But I see value here big time. Chicago, Houston, the headline will be Field of Dreams. Bears put Texans to sleep. Colin, a lot of people are missing this. The new Bears coach is Matt Eberflus, right? He was obviously in Indy. Davis Mills faced him twice last year. He got benched in one game. The other game, he had two interceptions. They scored 3 points. Davis Mills struggles against the 3-4 defense, and what they did, Chicago has adjusted. I think Chicago at home makes a bit of a statement. Remember, they look good against the Niners,
yeah,
who have a way better offense than Davis Mills. And David Montgomery leads the NFL in broken tackles. You know who missed the most tackles in the NFL? The Houston Texans.
David Montgomery's a good player.
He's a really solid player. And the Houston Texans secondary cannot tackle. I like the Chicago Bears to be one of the surprise 2-1 teams in the NFL.
How about that? You know, it's I do think Eberflus, I really do think he's an excellent coach.
Yeah.
But when you have a young quarterback, my concern is, does he get the sensibility of his first draft, it was corner safety?
Yeah.
It's like, could you go spend? Now, the Bears have a ton of cap space next
they
year.
Do.
I think they have to go buy the best center in the league, and they have to go spend money on one of the tackle positions.
One other note on the Bears, they faced the 49ers and the Packers, two elite defenses in the NFC. Now they face the Texans.
There you go.
I think Fields will have some success.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Last one, AFC. All right. Headline for the Raiders and the Titans. You talk about a game nobody's going to watch outside of Vegas and Nashville. What's your headline on this?
I think there's a big edge here. I don't know why everybody's missing it. The headline will be, remember the Titans? Neither do we. I think Tennessee's in a world of trouble here. Colin, this is a team that, if you look at the schedule, They lose this, they're going to be 0-3. And they did draft a quarterback in Malik Willis. I think Tennessee could be headed toward like a 4 or 5 win season. They looked atrocious against Buffalo. They can't do anything offensively. They just lost Taylor Lewan. He was ruled out today, their left tackle. Their backup got destroyed against Buffalo. Hello, Max Crosby. Good luck against him of the Raiders. And then you look at Tennessee's defense. They're already down Harold Landry, their best pass rusher.
Yeah.
Their next best pass rusher, Bud Dupree, he's gone. He got injured as well. So they got no defense, no offense. I think the Raiders open a can here. Davante Adams off the loss has a big game. Raiders big.
All right, one more. Tomorrow's headlines today. This to me is a fascinating game.
Yeah. I hate Niners, going head to head against you, though.
Niners and Denver. Yeah. I took the Niners. I don't like what I see from Denver, the
Nobody
coach. What do you got?
All right, the headline will be Life Hack It. Nathaniel keeps Broncos afloat. Colin, I just don't get the market here for this. So I know they didn't look good against Seattle, and they didn't cover against the Texans, but now they're underdogs at home? Underdogs? Really? This is a team that in the offseason adds Russell Wilson, and they're projected by Vegas to win 11 games. And now we're all of a sudden saying they're just not that good? I do believe Russell Wilson, who, remember, played in Seattle, played San Francisco frequently. You know what he did? Remember divisional matchup? Crushed San Francisco, 4-0 Russell Wilson was in his last four meetings against the 49ers defense, over 23 points per game. I think they get it together here. This is like one of these, like, let's circle the wagons, let's rally the troops, and they show up on Sunday Night Football. I know you like Jimmy G, but it's a bit of a step up in class from what he saw last week against Seattle. This Denver defense can get feisty. They have not allowed any point, any really red zone points at all this season.
Hey, I got a question. When's George Kittle going to play?
That's a great question. I don't know if he's going to play this week.
So Ayuk's been a great. Debo's great.
Debo's fantastic.
Danny Gray's the kid they drafted out of SMU. Really fast player up the sideline.
Yeah.
But Jimmy, now Trey could run. Jimmy doesn't run.
Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell's out. So it's not nearly as they're really relying on Debo sometimes to go in the backfield and get yards.
Yeah.
So their running game isn't quite as stout. They drafted a kid out of LSU, third or fourth round.
Yep.
So so we disagree on the two big games.
I know,
you like
stinks.
Denver and you like Green Bay.
Now, I'm not putting any money on Green Bay. I'm betting Aaron Rodgers on the road with that. As you know,
they've lost four of their last five roadies.
Yeah, and that Tampa defense, just they can be suffocating. Like, are you expecting, who's the kid out of Nevada? Romeo Dobbs. Are you expecting him to get loose against
Tampa? Well, last week they only threw to him on screens.
Yeah, not a lot of trust there. So it's the Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon show. And, you know, you're going against Devin White in that defense. Like, New Orleans could do nothing.
Nothing. They got Tampa got five turnovers.
Dak Prescott could not move the football against his defense. So
you
it's
know,
like
people forget this. So we talked earlier this week about Garoppolo, Wentz, and Cousins. Look at Washington's pass game since Cousins left. Look at the Colts' offense since Wentz left. And look at Shanahan's record when Garoppolo doesn't start. The other guy that you forget about. So Marcus Mariota, for back-to-back years, was as good as any college quarterback. He was a great college player. Amazing. Heisman. And then he goes to, people think he was a failure in Tennessee. Right. He just couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's really talented. So when you watch Mariota play, his issue is whereas Carson Wentz is reckless, throwing the ball. Same with Stafford or Darnold. Mariota's just reckless physically, where he's kind of a tall, slender. I've seen him before in person. He's a tall, slender guy. He's built a little bit like Alex Smith.
Built like you are, kind of, right?
Well, I mean, he's not somebody that can take shots. Yeah. So I think people forget that Marcus Mariota was not a bust at quarterback. No. In fact, I would say his first 2 years in the league, I don't live in Nashville, obviously, but the sense was, we got our guy.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of optimism. They were kind of 9-7-ish. They were kind of around 500. He could be really good at times because he could run. He was very good in the red zone. I mean, Clay Travis was like, we found our guy, and I'm like, I don't think he can stay healthy. And that's always been the knock on him. He was out of the league for a couple of years. He got, really got healthy. He didn't take snaps, didn't play, out of the league. He just didn't play. So he's healthy now. He can actually move the sticks.
They nearly beat the Rams last week. Hey, they needed Jalen Ramsey interception with like a minute left in the end zone to hold off the Falcons. It's a feisty team, man.
Yeah, listen.
By the way, Kyle Pitts is going to go off this week. All we're hearing in the media, Kyle Pitts, where is he? He's not in the offense. He has 5 catches this season. Kyle Pitts game this week against Seattle.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. Last 13 drives for Seattle, 0 points. Let's
zero
face
offensive
it.
Points.
They had a great half. Scripted plays for Geno. Denver's got all new coaches. They catch Denver a little off guard. Denver can't hear. It's the loudest stadium arguably in the league that weekend. And so for a half, Denver is sort of reeling. Then they butchered it themselves on the kick. This offense is bad. DK Metcalf, they got a left tackle.
He's going to start chirping soon. DK Metcalf is going to want out of there. He got paid. Now he's going to want to get out.
And their offense has 2 rookie tackles. So they are Bryce Young, another free agency period, another draft. Seattle is from being offensively competent.
Yeah.
All right, J-Mac, we're gone.
Great.
See you
great
next week. The Herd.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.